This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In a minute, a couple of minutes, Brad Dinkins will join us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us. I always appreciate the information he gives us. And as an organization, you guys always talk about, who can we support? How can we help? What can we do? It's a perfect example. This is how you can do. You can help organizations like PJI.org, which is PacificJusticeInstitute.org. One of those hate groups we just heard about. Remember, any attorney firm, attorney group, whatever, that support any kind of conservative, information, conservative groups, conservative causes, is labeled as a hate group. It's really that simple. I know some of you don't believe that, but it's true. And we see it all the time. I will ask Brad about a couple of these. And, you know, here's one in particular, right? A nonprofit that dumped a staffer. Why? Not because she said anything bad. Not even because she did anything bad. Because she has conservative Republican beliefs. Yeah, that's right. Now, a Republican woman who founded a nonprofit organization to offer financial support for unpaid Capitol Hill interns is suing the organization on claims that she was fired for her conservative political beliefs. Are you hearing this? She started the nonprofit. She started the organization. And that organization is firing her. Audrey Lynn Henson, who founded College to Congress and twice campaigned for former President Donald Trump, was fired from that organization last year after she announced plans to run for a Florida congressional seat. She outlined a conservative platform, and that was it. It was over. Now, in her lawsuit, she filed it in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia earlier this month. Henson said that C2C's board ordered her to resign as the nonprofit CEO because of her. I would have stayed. No, you fire me. You throw me out. You vote me off. That's what I would do. Right? Board member said that she, in a lawsuit, that her conservative Republican beliefs pose a threat to the financial and stability of the organization. They said the same threat would not exist, if she was a Democrat. So she is technically being released because of her political affiliation. They're too stupid to figure that out, right? Board members, she said in a lawsuit, believe that her conservative Republican beliefs pose a threat to the financial reputational stability of the organization. And again, I want you to think about this. We wouldn't have this problem if she was a Democrat. Now, Hansen founded CDC in 2016. She had an intern for a Republican lawmaker. She had been a welfare recipient who was raised by a single mom. She said her goal was to give low-income students the opportunity to work in positions of power that for decades were reserved only for the elite. Okay, that simple. And, you know, you think about it. There's a lot of people trying, you know, there's a lot of women out there, single moms especially, trying to make ends meet. If you have, you know, if they're trying to do the right thing, they're trying to make ends meet, they're trying to take care of their kids, why not try to help them out if they're truly doing it? It doesn't make any sense to blow them off. Anyway, Hansen was replaced by former Congressman Dennis Ross as interim CEO, but he was not asked to resign. Even after he announced his plans to run for a different Florida congressional seat. But he's also a Republican. This is great. Now, Ross is a member of the Trump 2016 transition team. Resigned from CDC last year before his unsuccessful campaign for Congress. In her lawsuit, Hansen alleges that Ross was the right type of Republican for the board. Now, they all did, you know, the board put out a press release saying they denied they did anything wrong. You know, of course they are. What are they going to do? They're going to step up and go, no, yeah, we couldn't stand her because she was Republican. She, you know, the high-end donors, the ones with the big bucks, they say or they claim that they were going to stop giving because of her political beliefs. She started the organization. They knew what her political beliefs were, and yet they were still giving money. Now, the beauty here, Hansen is being represented by the Dillon Law Group, Harmeet Dillon, who represented me on the Katie Hill case. So this ought to be pretty good. Let's see how this works out. I mean, in all seriousness, the way to beat these people is to come back at them. The way to beat these people is to fight them in court. The way they like to fight. It's the only way you're going to win. Brad Dinkins joins me in a few minutes. That ought to be good. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Definitely a lot more coming up. Be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by low-cost airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how you win. Once you get informed, once you figure out what you got going on, and you help speak that to other people, you know, let other people give them the information, then we win. Otherwise, we lose. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorites to have on the show, Brad Dacus, joins me. He does pretty much every week. Get some insight on what's going on in the real world. Not the woke world, but the real world. And he is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always a pleasure when you're with me.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure. I agree.
All right. So before we get rolling here, tell people what PJI is, what they can do to help, and what you guys do.
Well, you bet. We're a nonprofit legal defense organization. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we're unique, and we don't just cherry-pick the high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that no one's left on the side of the road, as you well know. And to help make sure of that, we actually are also unique. We have offices all over the country, like no other organization of our kind can compare. 27 offices in 20 states. And today I just had a meeting strategizing for where we want to grow to next year in 2023. So it's an exciting time, and our cases are just increasing and increasing, and we're expecting more and more victories in the months ahead.
Yeah, with everything that I see go down and the stories, a lot of the stories I've been doing lately, we need your services. We need you to help us. I mean, I don't know if you heard about that case at the Mall of America with the young preacher that was wearing the Jesus Save shirt.
No, I've heard of that.
So this is good. You're going to love this one, all right? So apparently what happened was this young preacher was wearing... Now, he wasn't preaching, right? He wasn't in the Mall of America preaching the word or anything. He had gone there. He had a T-shirt on that says, you know, Jesus Saves kind of thing. And he was surrounded by the mall security, right? And they said that, look, you either have to take the shirt off, you know, put a different shirt on, take the shirt off or whatever, because you're offending some of the shoppers here. So he refused to take the shirt off. He said, drag me to jail. I'm not taking the shirt off. So I guess ultimately, though, and I know people are not going to want to hear this, a mall is really private property, is it not?
It depends on the state. Generally speaking, a mall is private property, and they're able to, you know, control completely who comes and goes, and, you know, so be it. But you have seven states, including California, where public shopping malls are treated as quasi-public forums. So they're privately owned, but they can't engage in silencing people when they open up their facility to the public. And it acts like a public forum, it acts like a public place, then the expectation is under the state constitutions that individuals need to be treated with the same respect afforded to places that are willingly and knowingly opened up to all the public, like a shopping mall, for example. And we had a major shopping mall victory in California. We won it up on appeal. And this man was, he was talking to someone in the food court.
Oh, I remember
talking
that.
About, yep. Yeah, he was just sharing his faith with someone in the food court. They were just sitting there talking, having a wonderful conversation. Security guard passes by and hears them say the God word in a non-profane way. And it looked, and, you know, if it was profane, he probably wouldn't have said anything, but non-profane way. And he says, wait, you cannot talk about your religion here. It's not allowed here in Sacramento, in the Galleria Mall in Roseville, California. And he said, well, it's a free country. We're just having a conversation, you know, and I think we're okay. And so he continues on. He's arrested, prosecuted as a criminal. We defend him, prevail in him, and then we filed a civil lawsuit, and on appeal we won. And so some states have that protection. Other states, unfortunately, can be just brutal, bigoted in how they boot people out. There's some protection regarding customers that exists, but in these shopping malls, you know, for example, they can't say whites only or blacks only. But when it comes to, you know, people just expressing who they are, their faith, their religious beliefs, that can be very tenuous sometimes. It's a case that we at Pacific Justice would probably take on, irrespective of the state constitution.
So he's a pastor, right? And,
right.
But when the guy walked up to him, when the guard walked up to him, he said, look, your shirt, you know, has Jesus on it. And since Jesus is associated with a religion and it's offending people, and people have been offended, you need to leave. And I was thinking to myself,
wow.
There are things that people have on their shirts that offend me greatly.
Yes.
Do they
Absolutely.
Have to leave?
Yeah. No, it's anti-Christian bigotry, and you know it's a real mark, frankly, on the people of that, you know, it's in Minneapolis, St. Paul, if
yeah,
I'm not correct,
Minnesota.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real, I mean, it's disgraceful. I mean, to if that is indeed reflective of the community and the open just bigotry and hatred that much that they're going to harass someone and treat them like a second-class citizen just because they have a shirt saying Jesus Saves on it. That's terrible. If I lived in that community, I would be outraged, and I would organize a boycott of the Mall of America, and I would make sure that mall never ever does that again. You know, we'll see if the people of Minneapolis, St. Paul, have that same fortitude towards religious freedom and our liberties as Americans.
So let me, you know, people say that they can't really do anything. This stuff is crazy or what have you. But apparently the video went up almost immediately on Facebook, and people were commenting it on Facebook and what have you. And when the company that runs the mall, that manages the mall, saw it, heard about it, saw all the negative comments about what they're doing to that guy, they agreed to let him stay and let him wear the shirt. Right.
Okay. So it's a happy ending. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, yeah. But my point. I guess my point is.
You got my blood pressure all up, buddy. I was all ready to find out. You know who I need to contact so we can file a lawsuit. You got my hopes up. Oh well.
But the bigger beauty is making people understand. You can fight back. You can push back. You can make some noise, and win.
Yes.
You know. And don't give up.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the earlier.
The sad thing is, had there not been that kind of negative pushback with it going viral, et cetera, would the management have made the same decision? I don't know.
Oh, no. I agree with you. I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. They don't want all the public garbage. And,
anyhow.
All right. Got to go for a break. Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dinkins after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Finally, historic rains in California will be abating after at least 20 deaths are left in the wake of the atmospheric river of storms.
We know how to quickly get organized and try and help people get, again, back to some sense of normalcy as quick as possible.
The storm turned neighborhoods into lakes, roads into rivers, and forced tens of thousands of people from their homes. President Biden planning a tour for Thursday. The death toll from a Russian missile strike over the weekend on an apartment complex in Dnipro, Ukraine, is rising. The chairman of the upcoming Munich Security Conference says that the city's mayor reported 44 people died during the attack. The oldest person in the world, a French nun, is now dead at the age of 118. Lucille Randon, who took the name Sister Andre when she joined a Catholic charitable order, she was born February 11, 1904, and saw 10 different popes presiding over the Catholic Church in her lifetime. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. It's the best way to do it. Be part of the solution. Let me bring him back on again. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Love having him on every week. We get a real report on what's going on in the law, what you can stand up on, what you can stand out on, really, and your ability to fight back. And that pastor with the Jesus shirt on, you know, not evangelizing, if you would, he stood up to them. And ultimately, I believe he won. We need to do more of that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. If we don't lay claim to our rights, we lose our rights. It's that simple.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If we don't use it, we lose it. And what he did was commendable. And we at Pacific Justice stand ready to represent people just like him all across the country, because, you know, we have offices all across the country, from Miami to Boston, from Chicago to Seattle to Houston to Southern California, all over the country. And, you know, we do all work without charge. So people like him should never hesitate to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute.
Yeah, I love this stuff. All right, here's one for you. I want to know what her chances of succeeding are. So it's really funny. What I was talking about earlier was the differences between the different news outlets and how they put stuff out there. So this is a left-leaning news source. It says anti-trans protesters promise to sue the NCAA for giving students opportunities. Now think about that. Okay, this is an athlete, Riley Gaines, and she is protesting outside the NCAA convention last week. They're denouncing the college sports organization for working to allow transgender students to participate in school sports. So she, you know, she's got all the information. She has everything she needs to put out there. Shows the difference between the two and what have you. And basically, they're being ignored. They're being, you know, blown off, if you would. But she's going to sue the NCAA for discrimination. Where do you see this going? Is that the right approach to take to it? Because the NCAA, for all intents and purposes, is a private organization, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It is, but that doesn't mean that it's separate from civil rights statutes, Title IX, you know, et cetera. So, you know, while you know, private entities are not subject to the constitutional direct protections that apply to government and government actions, they are still and can still be subject to our civil rights statutes. So it's interesting. So you know, hearing the reporter, as you just paraphrase, say that, that they're posing, opportunity. Well, no, you prevent opportunity when you allow a male with, 9 times, 10 times more testosterone with a different musculoskeletal structure, to compete against women and knock out any opportunity for any of them to prevail, even though they worked hard their whole life to succeed competing against women. So, the opportunity is eliminated, and not just, not once, but literally across the nation, because who is going to encourage their daughter to invest years and years in a sport, knowing that at the end of the day they're just going to get knocked off the charts willy-nilly with a male coming in and, deciding to put on makeup and compete. And so even if they have a bona fide dysphoria, it's still not fair. I think that the presupposition of this reporter is way off, way out of
but,
line.
But it's perfect for a left-leaning reporter. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
When you think about
this. Can't say you're for women's rights and take that position. Now, this obliterates the Title IX rights of women with athletic competition. Also, she also made another assumption. She said that to provide transgenders the opportunity to compete. No. They have the opportunity to compete right now. Biological males can still compete with biological males. There's no prevention for that. And, if they want to pass laws preventing harassment of a transgender competing with the people of their same biological sex, then fine. They want to provide them a separate place to change for some, fine. So they have equal opportunity right now.
But why can't we have a men's section, a woman's section, and then an other section? I mean, seriously, that's really what this boils down to.
Well, we do have, special competition for the handicap, for those who are disabled.
Special Olympics.
Fair share.
Got it.
Yes, we have Special Olympics. But it's really not needed for transgender individuals because they have everything that their biological peers have of the same gender. They've got the same anatomy, the same basic, tools, if you will. So there is no disadvantage, and they should, pardon the phrase, be man enough to compete with their own individuals.
Well, one Facebook lawyer says, the Title IX law itself is discriminatory towards transgenders.
Yeah.
Notice I said Facebook attorney. Okay, I did not say a real attorney.
And the whole reason we have Title IX, just so people understand, was to allow women to be able to have their own athletic competition. Women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's swim team, so that they could have an opportunity to compete. Because prior to that, they had to compete with males, and they didn't. They were being snuffed out of having athletic competition. We said, hey, women should be able to have that same experience to compete and to win and to test themselves. That's what Title IX was about. It was a women's rights statute. It's being turned on its head and obliterated in an instant, as we see the NCAA and others try to really handicap the ability for women to indeed have an equal and fair opportunity.
Okay, I got another one that's probably going to be challenged. I hope it's challenged at SCOTUS. Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, she's introducing a bill she says she's combating white supremacy. But she's introducing Against White Supremacy Act of 2023, which aims to prosecute white supremacy-inspired hate crime, conspiracy to commit white supremacy-inspired hate crime. But it goes through the bill, and in the bill, it specifically says that they're, hate words used by white supremacists, white people, can be these heinous and viral crimes or inspired conspiracy theories, blatant bigotry. So if you use speech that lines up with a quote-unquote conspiracy theory, if you use any of this kind of terminologies, you can be brought up on hate crimes if you're white.
So it's race specific.
It's race specific. How's this going to work
fighting
out?
Fighting racism. It's race specific, but it's fighting racism. Got it. That's if anyone can offer something like that, I think that congresswoman would be the one I would expect to try for something crazy like that. Obviously, it would be unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court would strike it down. Whenever you treat one group differently in terms of their freedoms and liberties versus another because of their race, it's outrageous. It's like saying a burglary is illegal if you're black, but if you're white, it's okay. I mean, there's no way that's going to stand up because it's violating the, you know, the 14th Amendment equal protection under the law.
Well, listen, you've got the crazy stuff going on real quick. You've got San Francisco now looking at $5 million for every black family that can prove long-term residency here in California, along with total debt wipeout, you know, for your consumer debt and that kind of stuff. That's what they're pushing up there. And I said, wait a minute. That is total discrimination. You're using government funds to help a specific certain group of people. Am I off?
Oh, you are correct. Now it's interesting because arguably the state would have to argue that no, we're not dealing with helping one race over another. We're dealing with people who are victimized because of a certain action against a certain group of this race, that is those who are serving in slavery. The problem with that is that California was a free state. I'm trying to get that one. I think that they're going to have some difficulty because it's really then just goes down to race.
Right. And if you really want to boil it down, here in California, it was the Chinese, the Asians, that were really discriminated against, that were really...
Right.
Technically in slavery in the early days of the state and really treated like crap.
Yeah, they were treated as subhuman. Quote, yellow dogs, end quote, was what they were called, which was abhorrent. And hey, so if anyone, but they're not complaining. They're applying themselves incredibly.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Okay, we're going to deal with more of this reality. When we come back from the break, don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. When you get engaged, when you get informed, then we win. If you don't get informed and you're out there spewing garbage, then we all lose because then we all have to cover for the crazies. They lump us all together. Anyway, got any comments, questions? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe at TheRealSide.com, Joe at TheRealSide.com. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Brad is the founder of PJI, Pacific Justice Institute, protecting your rights all across the country. And we'll talk more about your organization in a few minutes. But, you know, I'm throwing stuff at you because these things are now they're starting to fly like crazy. Again, as I said, with the Sheila Jackson Lee introducing this bill that really, really focuses on white folks. You've got the same thing going on in San Francisco where they're going to give money to blacks only or black only need apply. Do you remember when Joey B was doing some kind of relief? It was a relief law, right? He was giving money to only black farmers. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was it the Supreme Court or one of the appellate courts that said, no, you can't do that?
Right.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And yet we have, you know, the private sector, like Bank of America, for example, they've come out unabashedly saying, we're giving special mortgages to certain communities. Well, they're all just targeted black communities only. If they were targeting white communities with a special loan program with low rates and nothing down, we would scream and yell, this is racism. But they're doing it for just black communities in high black areas. And the sad thing about that is when they announced it, it was this last summer, the peak of the real estate market. And so they're going to be encouraging people in these communities to get like zero down mortgages.
Yep.
Which is going to translate probably into a very high default rate as people realize, gosh, that house I just bought is now, 10% underwater. And then they end up walking away and their credit is smashed and they're handicapped for the next decade, from getting a house when the housing market starts to be more reasonable.
You saw that with Barney Franks was pushing pretty much no money down loans, especially the minorities.
Right.
And not that
right.
minorities are any worse than white folks, but the bottom line with it is when you get into something like that, you've got no skin in the game, you've got no investment, you've got no anything, it's easy to walk away from.
Right, and when they do, they're worse off. And that's exactly what happened in the Great Recession, is the minority community was actually much, much worse off because of those programs. Really worked against them, and that's what government often does, even when it's trying to do something that's, illogical and seemingly meaning well, actually ends up hurting those that they're allegedly trying to help. And
so
that's unfortunately what we're seeing happen with institutions now, even like Bank of America. And of course, I would not be surprised if we saw the government try that tactic one more time.
Okay, a couple more quick ones for you. Here's another lawsuit coming up, right? So this person was a nonprofit. This person founded the nonprofit. Her name is Audrey Lynn Henson. She founded College to Congress, right? She campaigned for Donald Trump. She was fired from the organization last year. She announced plans to run for a Florida congressional seat and outlined her conservative platform. Now, think about this. She is the founder of the organization, okay? And she didn't get fired. They didn't make a big deal. They didn't push her to leave till after she talked about her conservative politics. So she has filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. I always get nervous when I hear that because, when it comes to the District of Columbia, if you get a jury or even a grand jury issue going on, they're all liberals. They're hardcore liberals. And it'd be hard to push something through. But does she have a case there as well?
Yeah, she does. Now, if she was working for a religious ministry or a church or a synagogue and she came out with ideology that was against the beliefs of that institution, okay, that would be probably legitimate termination. But when you're working for a business or a secular nonprofit, you can't be fired simply because of your personal beliefs. If you're doing your job and you're doing it well, that's not a valid grounds to terminate someone because of their beliefs or because of their ideology or because of their politics. I think she'd have a good case. It's not an easy case because she has to prove specifically why they terminated her, and that's often masked
by told her that they felt that because of her political belief system that they would lose many of their donors and it would be a financial hardship on the organization. Now, nobody stopped giving money.
Yeah. So it'll be an interesting case. I can see the arguments going both from both directions from different, I think she definitely has a credible case. It'll be interesting to see how it turns out.
All right, here we go. Another rapid fire one for you. See, I'm going to keep you sharp one way or the other.
Sure.
Now, the teen girl was really the YMCA let her have it because she complained about it. You know about this one? She complained about the naked man in the YMCA in Santee, California.
Yes, yes. Okay. We want her to contact us, the Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. We want her to contact us. She was in the shower, in the locker room, and a man comes in and strips in front of her, and she's showering, and she's traumatized by it. A 17-year-old girl, suddenly this happens. Yeah, you bet she's going to be traumatized. And she complains, and instead of YMCA acting responsibly to protect young girls like that from that kind of exposure and being visually violated, et cetera, they said they ostracized, they rebuked her. and attacked her for that, as if somehow she's bigoted or intolerant or it's very, very twisted, and I hope she contacts us. I think she has a good potential case, actually, especially since the YMCA themselves, instead of calling the police, they actually became a, if you will, a co-conspirator or an accomplice to the act that took place, and actually encouraged it to happen again. I think it would be anyone in that situation should contact Pacific Justice Institute. We stand ready to go to bat for people like her and families who are impacted like that as well.
You know, it is amazing to me that you could take these same type of scenarios, right? And if it happened anywhere else, if it happened in a regular public environment, you know, you talk about these, the drag queens that are reading to the kids and doing all these sexually explicit dances. And I know this is kind of far-fetched, but, you know, you got a group of little kids playing in a sandbox, and one of those people walks up and starts twerking and doing sexually explicit dances. The police would show up and arrest them for all intents and purposes. But if you do it under the auspices of education, all of a sudden it's fine. It makes no sense to me.
Right. And then you have, like, people like, you know, Cox, cable television, They have on their screen drag queens, you know, on the screen when it's in pause. They're pushing that out there on the screens. Sick.
You got to watch what your kids are watching. Even the Hallmark Channel has gone massive.
Yeah. Oh, the Hallmark Channel is no longer safe.
Yeah,
there's
Disney.
A competing one that's opened up. That's
all right.
Yeah, Disney's not safe. You're right.
You got about 2.5 minutes. Tell me about your case in Tennessee.
Yeah, so I was walking. It's a little town called Franklin, Tennessee. Every Californian under the sun is moving to Franklin, Tennessee. It's a conservative, beautiful little, just dream little town. And it's south of Nashville. Well, I'm walking in there, around there with my wife, and they have a little town square in the middle, and there were some people there. I saw them, you know, playing some Christian music. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to give them my card just in case they need help. Not likely here in Franklin, Tennessee, of course. But so I went over, talked to him. Hey, here's my card. If I can ever help you, let us know. We do it without charge. We have a presence here in Tennessee. Make a long story short, we're now representing them because, sure enough, the town of Franklin has amended their policies to try to squelch them from being offensive to people who, and get this, their policy of Franklin punishes people who observe them. If you just observe them, if you stop, and look in their direction, you're an observer, you observe them, then you can be fined as well. That is what Franklin, Tennessee is doing. And we at Pacific Justice Institute are coming down hard. We're not going to give up that town square. And that's exactly what First Amendment free speech is all about. That's what our founding fathers referred to as free speech. It was the town square, standing on a soapbox, whatever. And these people are just praying with people and playing Christian music and being a wonderful salt and light to that community.
Wow. And you're so right. I mean, that's the whole idea behind that. That's exactly what they did in the common areas, in the town square, and other places like that. All right, you got about 20 seconds. Tell people how they can get help from PJI or how they can help PJI.
You bet. And if they want to become a monthly supporter, they just go to our website or regular one time. It'll be matched dollar for dollar on the matching monthly campaign of PJI.org. PJI.org.
All right, people. You listen. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. If you're staying with us, you got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Be right back.